In 1919, he hit 29 home runs and was sold to the New York Yankees.
A three-run home run for Bucky Dent. The Yankees now lead it by a score of 3-2.
Bill Lee is now going over to a couple of the Yankees, and there they go again.
Swung, hits it to deep left. That might send the Yankees to the World Series.
Veritek and A-Rod going at it. Roberts is going. Posada's throw. Roberts, safe.
And what can I say? Just dip my hat and call the Yankees my daddy.
Welcome back to Fanbase, a deep dive into the greatest rivalry in sports. I'm John Senecal, flying solo today without Brian Shackman, but there's no need for Brian to talk because his Sox did all the talking over the weekend, waxing the Yankees all over the field, just straight up humiliating them. And it's actually more like the lamest rivalry in sports right now. No fault of the Red Sox. It's all just the Yankees. I mean, they're just awful, and everybody knows that they're awful. And now for the fan base, if it can't be any more evident that there needs to be changes. And yes, if you're watching, I am wearing an Angels hat. And why is that? Because this is the team I coached for my son this year, and they've won 7 straight championships in a row. So they're winners, not losers like the Yankees are right now. The Yankees are in rough shape right now. I mean, obviously, when you're looking back on it, if you look how the team was built, they weren't built to win anyways. They're just not built to today's how baseball is played. They're built to hit home runs, and if they don't hit home runs, they're going to lose. And obviously, they're not hitting home runs at the right time when they get runners on base, because they're leaving a lot of runners on base. They're not getting timely hits. And, you know, right now, actually, Gary Sanchez is probably the only guy that's actually playing good. Judge is doing okay. It's there's not much to point to. It's just awful. And over the weekend, let's go through some numbers here. Obviously, the Red Sox swept them and pushed the panic button, obviously, because you never want to lose to the Red Sox. And now you've lost 6 in a row with the Red Sox, I believe. 6 in a row? Well, whatever it is. You haven't won yet this season against the Red Sox, and you got to play them more. And the way they're playing now and the way they look, they are not going to beat the Red Sox at all this year. I mean, Jesus, they can't beat anybody really right now. I mean, then again, they kind of came in a little bit of a run with the Red Sox, but they're playing Jekyll and Hyde baseball. It's awful. All right, let's look at some of the numbers over the weekend. Comparing Yankees stats, 25 hits, 7 runs, 10 walks, 30 strikeouts, 50 left on base. Now, you'd say that's alarming, right? Listen to the Red Sox numbers. 30 hits, 18 runs, 8 walks, 23 strikeouts, 43 left on base. Now, obviously, the Yankees left more runners on base, 50. But, I mean, you're talking in a 4-game series, like the Red Sox are leaving 10 runners on base a game, too. So let's look at that. Let's push that aside. Yankees struck out 7 more times. I mean, obviously, those strikeouts are probably, some of them are in key situations, so those hurt you. About the same in walks. Not going to look at that. 7 runs for the Yankees in a 3-game series and 18 runs for the Red Sox. Obviously, they bumped up most of those runs, 9 of them, in the final game, but it goes to show you they're getting hits when they need to, and that's not what the Yankees are doing. They're not getting hits. I mean, Gleyber Torres is awful. Awful. His fielding, again, just looking awful in the field, fielding a stupid error, throwing error, where he moped the ball again. But again, 2 hits in the series, 2 for 12, 5 runners left on base. Something needs to happen. I mean, what are you going to do with him? You're going to send him to AAA? I don't think you can send him to AAA, but you can sure put him on the bench. Let him think about it for a little bit. I mean, at this stage of the game, you're basically 2 weeks away from the All-Star break. You're pretty much a little over a month out from a trading deadline. Nobody's going to trade with you because you don't have anything on the Major League roster to offer them. You're going to trade Torres right now? Nobody wants him right now. I mean, I don't know how guys are doing in AAA, but the only people they're going to be talking about is Jason Dominguez, and you know the Yankees aren't going to trade the Martian. That's just not going to happen. And I'm sure there's some other guys splattered around. Devy Garcia is probably not doing much, anything. You know, the typical thing in the past is the Yankees don't want to part with players in the minors, but maybe they're going to have to do it now if they have to go out and do a deal. But at this stage, they might be too far back to even think about doing that. But as it is now, they're, 6.5 back of the Sox? I mean, the way they looked playing, it looked like they should be 10.5 back right now, but I don't know. It is what it is. So how do you fix it? I mean, I would think that Boone and Cashman are not happy right now, obviously, and they're looking over their shoulders because I mean, at the end of the season, at the very least, one or both of them is going to be gone, especially if you keep playing this way. Do you fire Boone now or fire him at the All-Star break? I guess you could do that, but if you fire him, what's your alternative? Are you going to bring in a whole new crew because you want Phil Nevin or Mendoza running the team? I mean, Nevin can't even pull the string on a runner holding at third with a bad leg. So I think your alternatives in-house are pretty weak. I guess you could always fire the whole lot of them and bring in someone like Showalter or someone like that, old school. I don't know if that's what the Yankees need. I mean, what they don't need is the status quo. Stupid status quo from Boone all the time. Oh, we're getting this, you know, obviously people are frustrated. Well, yeah, obviously, but what are you going to do about it? Ultimately, it's your job on the line. So you need to figure it out. I mean, that's plain and simple. Frazier, what are you going to do with him? I think the time has run out on the Red Devil. All right. I mean, Gary Sanchez has figured it out, I guess, apparently. Hopefully he keeps hitting. I mean, all of a sudden he's like an all-star caliber player. That's awesome. But you need like four of those in the lineup. If you've seen anything from the Red Sox, you need four of those in the lineup. At least three. So, Frazier's got to go. Andujar, filler. You're going to need pitching, I would think. Kluber's not coming back anytime soon. I would think September for him. Severino messed up his groin. I would say another 3 weeks more on him, so maybe middle of August if you're lucky. Again, by then you could be toast. I mean, you're toast right now the way you're playing. You could even be more toast. You could be sellers at that point. Obviously, you can't sell after July 31st, but you get the point. So, I mean, do you go out and try to make a trade? Again, it's over a month away. No one needs to make a trade with the Yankees right now. Why would they trade with the Yankees right now? If they're not going to offer them big stuff for anything, they're not going to trade with the Yankees right now. First of all, they got a month to bleed them out. Second of all, there's no reason for them to trade with the Yankees. I mean, maybe you can go to Colorado and try to get Story and Blackman. I mean, that would be bad. You get a left-handed bat, good average, put him in center field or put him in right and have Judge play center. I mean, I'm sure Blackman could play center. Story fixes your problem with Torres, but he fixes it to the end of the year, and then you got to get a shortstop. But there's a ton on the market, and you know everyone's going to be pushing for the Yankees to replace Torres anyways with one of those guys. So why not just jump in it now? Maybe you can pry Turner away from the Nationals. Everyone keeps talking about Ketel Marte. I mean, he's more of a utility player, everyday guy. I mean, again, I guess the Diamondbacks would trade with the Yankees because they suck too. They're just even worse than the Yankees. I mean, the Yankees get pitcher, what, John Gray, Marquez from the Rockies? I mean, Gray's going to be a free agent. I got no faith in him. Marquez is young. He's got control. Why not try to get him? Berrios from the Twins. I mean, you're going to look at other teams that aren't in good shape. But again, you still got a month to go. So I don't see anything happening with the trades right now. I just don't. There's no reason that teams need to be selling off players, even if they're in the basement. Let's see how it plays out. And you know that the Red Sox and the Rays, the way they're both playing, are probably going to need another piece. Rays aren't going to trade, though. They never do. But maybe the Red Sox will. And then you push the ante up on the Yankees if they're still in it. Bleed them for more prospects. Who knows? But they got to do something, and that's evident. I mean, it's evident they need to do something. Let me think, what else? I don't know. I can't even think of anything else. I'm just frustrated. It's awful. If you sat through that and actually watched that crap, if you sat through and watched that crap this weekend, I mean, there was a point where I would just sit there and doze off because it was so bad. I tell myself, I got to walk away. These guys are awful. And then I keep sitting there watching it. And then I'll probably be back there again tonight watching it. I don't know why, because they play like crap. But then again, that roller coaster starts getting in the going up that thing again, going up to the drop, and you get all excited, and they start putting it together, and they start kind of looking like a baseball team, and then next thing you know, peace, they're done. And that's where they are right now. So I guess only time will tell. And like I said, if Brian was here, I mean, I don't really know much else he could add other than the fact that he could smile at me. And we can look back and say that the Yankees are going to win the bookends of that series and lose the middle and just laugh at each other because they just got whooped. And it's obviously time to to panic. In my opinion, it was time to panic before, but it's evident now because you just got swept by the Sox again. And if anybody knows anything about this rivalry, it's supposed to be the gravest rivalry in sports, not the lamest rivalry in sports. So hopefully the Yankees figure it out. And as a Yankee fan, hopefully the Red Sox start playing a little bit worse baseball, but I do not see that happening. And Chris Sale is on his way back. So there's that too. But for now, I'm a frustrated Yankees fan, John Senecal, without, I'm probably guessing, gloating right now, co-host Brian Shackman. But check us out wherever you can, online, iHeartRadio, Google, you name it. I can't even remember. It's just awful. I'm just depressed. I got to stop thinking about this team. I'm not wearing their stuff anymore. They're ticking me off. I'm going to keep this Angels hat on. But I still got the Yogi, so Yogi's good. My Yogi shirt. I always respect him with all his rings. So, till next time, I'm John Senecal. We'll see you. This is Fanbase, a deep dive into the greatest rivalry in sports.